This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about this small village and all the people inside it, including the 3 main characters of this story. And this stone master, per se, comes to town saying that he could build a castle in their village in just 3 nights. What happens during these 3 nights and for the future of this village will terrify you. Now let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Emma, Leia, Max, and I have always been the closest of pals. We shared laughs and adventures in our tiny village. We spent our day exploring the nearby woods and fields, gathering wildflowers for our mothers, and playing games that only children can understand. We would climb trees, build forts from branches and logs, and collect colorful stones from the creek. When it was too cold or rainy to go outside, we'd stay in one of our houses and play board games or tell stories around a crackling fire. Our parents were always supportive of our adventures, though they were often worried about us getting into trouble. They'd call us in when it was starting to get dark, but sometimes we wouldn't come home until late at night, with mud on our shoes and twigs in our hair. We never minded being scolded by them, because we knew deep down that they were proud of us. In the summertime, we'd go swimming in the lake near the town, or catch fireflies in warm evenings. We had so much fun together that time seemed to stand still. It felt like each moment lasted forever. On especially hot days, we'd set up a lemonade stand near the village square to raise money for ice cream cones afterwards. On Sundays, after church services ended, we'd all gather at Emmy's house for lunch, and then spend lazy afternoons playing tag or hide-and-seek until it was time to go home again. Evenings meant roasting marshmallows over an open fire as we watched shooting stars streak across the sky above us. It was a magical childhood filled with love and friendship. Our little village was a special place, with its cobblestone streets, old-fashioned buildings, and the scent of freshly baked bread wafting through the air. We were blessed to have grown up in such an idyllic setting. The people of our village were just as special as the place itself. Everyone knew each other and looked out for one another. Neighbors would often stop to chat in the street, or help each other with tasks like shoveling snow or chopping wood. They'd offer kind words of encouragement and support when times got tough, and we all felt their warmth and generosity. On Saturdays during the summer, the townspeople would gather for a picnic on the village green, bringing homemade dishes to share. We'd eat together under a canopy of trees, while listening to fiddle music from local musicians. Afterward, children would run around and play games, while adults chatted until it was time to go home again. These are the memories I cherish most about growing up in our small town. The friendship and kindness that surrounded us every day made it feel like home. Everything was magical and beautiful until that man came to our town back in the summer of 2008. First of all, our town is pretty boring, but we have some occasional events. Every summer, we had a carnival with rides, games, and food stands. There were also occasional circuses that came to town, complete with clowns, acrobats, and colorful tents. On special occasions like holidays or important anniversaries, people from all over the county would come to watch fireworks displayed in the village square. Every autumn, there was an apple festival where local farmers brought in baskets of fruit for sale, and we could sample freshly made cider while listening to live music. During the winter months, ice skating shows took place on frozen ponds, while sleigh rides wound through the countryside. In springtime, art exhibits popped up around town displaying works by local artists. It was always exciting to see new pieces that they had created. We had also had theater performances at the community center, showcasing plays written by our own villagers. And of course, there were parades galore throughout the year celebrating different milestones or achievements within our town. These occasions were always a wonderful part of growing up in our small village. They brought us together as a community and gave us something to look forward to during each season. That summer, something completely unusual happened. A man referred to as the Stone Master, whose true identity remains a mystery, built elaborate castles and sculptures out of stones in the country. The long description of the brochure I was holding contained the following information. Attention all art lovers. After Nevada, a stunning stone castle with intricate sculptures is coming to your town in just a few days. Witness the incredible skill and craftsmanship of the Stone Master as he builds this magnificent structure in just 3 days. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Gargoyle Grove. His beautiful creation comes to life before your very eyes. Mark your calendars and make sure you visit us at location, I would rather not share it, for May 25th, 2008, to see the castle in all its glory. See you there. I found it hard to accept that the whole stone castle, with all its intricate sculptures, would be built in just 3 days. Such a task seemed impossible. Max spread open the brochure on the sidewalk and his eyes lit up with excitement. "Look at these photos! Can you believe it? We have to go!" he said as his finger trailed over the image of a castle made out of stone on the area of 1,500 square meters. I peered over his shoulder, disbelief painting across my face. "We can go, but that's impossible. There's no way someone could build that," I said skeptically. Emma and Leia leaned in, listening intently as we discussed our plan to see the arrival of the Stone Master the next day. We couldn't wait to see Gargoyle Grove. The next day, we arrived at the site of the exhibit early in the morning. Our town provided the sculpture with a temporary area where he could build up his castle. It was actually a rocky area near town. The place was littered with large stones and boulders, ranging in size from pebbles to boulders the size of cars. The terrain was uneven and rugged, with sharp ridges or loose pebbles in some places. The colors varied from earthy browns to deep reds and grays. There were pockets of trees and shrubs scattered throughout the area, providing a stark contrast to the surrounding rocky environment. The area was barren and desolate. The only sound was a faint whisper of wind. As we approached the place, we noticed a small group of people gathered around a large truck with a tarp covering its contents. Then, as if on cue, the man himself emerged from the crowd and stepped out onto the platform in front of us. He was tall and broad-shouldered, with an air of confidence about him. His eyes were sharp and his hands were calloused from years of hard work carving stone. He held out his hands to us, beckoning us closer, and we all moved forward eagerly to get a better look at him. The Stone Master then proceeded to unload his supplies from his truck, various stones and tools from sculpting them into works of art. Max stared in disbelief at the pile of huge stones that the master was unloading from his truck. "So, are you planning on building a whole stone castle in 3 days by carving out these huge rocks?" he asked skeptically.
"That's right, boy," the master replied, his voice deep and mellow.
"How will you do that?"
Max demanded, his curiosity piqued.
"That is something that you will not see," the man replied, throwing a thick tarpaulin over the stones with one quick movement.
"What do you mean?"
Max asked, and the master gave an enigmatic smile.
"Whenever I go to a place, I am always covered by these huge tarps during the night, so nobody could see me how I work." Meanwhile, huge black tarps were being pulled out all over the area so nobody could see what was...
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Going on behind them. Even the local journalists were not allowed to film behind those tarps. Max raised his eyebrows skeptically.
"Really? And what if someone manages to take a peek?"
The man's expression grew stern as he leaned forward. "I strongly warn anyone who ever thinks of doing such a thing not to try it." His menacing and deep voice rumbled through the air.
I don't know why, but at that moment, terror filled the air as we stared at the man. Our hearts beat faster, and I could feel the sweat on my palms. My voice quivered as I spoke.
"Okay, guys, let's get out of here. See you in 3 days then, Mr. Stonemaster."
I took my friends by the hands and pulled them towards the road, not daring to look back. The next morning, the sun rose over the horizon, and with it came a feeling of mystery and anticipation. We all gathered around the area, wondering what was happening behind those black tarps. We anticipated cranes or heavy machinery of some kind, but none were present. The crowd of onlookers became increasingly impressed as they watched the event. However, there was nothing to see. After an hour, he addressed the curious crowd and said,
"Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you a taste of my work." Master standing in front of us with a proud look on his face. We all gasped in awe as we saw what he had created overnight. An intricately carved stone castle that was breathtakingly beautiful. He had worked with incredible skill and precision, creating delicate designs and patterns all over the walls. However, the castle was not complete yet. The castle still had several unfinished features, such as incomplete turrets, missing staircases, and large bare patches on the walls that have to be filled in with intricate carvings.
Some towers were jutted and outwards in gaps in the masonry. The carved designs were also incomplete, and the ground around the castle was still scattered with pieces of rubble and broken stones. Many of the sculptures remained unfinished and without details, with some having only basic outlines and shapes. The surfaces of the sculptures were left rough and jagged, with uneven edges and inconsistencies. Pieces of the stone were broken off or missing entirely, evidence of their incomplete state. Despite this, the beauty of the structure was still obvious and served as a testament to the stonemaster's skill. Some onlookers even offered the help, but the man politely declined their offers, insisting that he wanted to finish this project alone. A testament to his years of hard work and dedication, but we did not believe it. He was keeping something secret while the urge to know what it was kept growing stronger. Max couldn't take it anymore, his face contorting with determination. He turned to us, his voice pleading like a desperate plea for mercy. "I can't bear not knowing what he's up to. We have to sneak into this place tonight." As Max's eyes scanned their faces, the girls began to nod, eyes twinkling with excitement. Cheers of agreement and enthusiasm filled the air. I stood rooted to the ground, memorized by the intricate architecture of the castle, but too scared to come any closer. I just wanted to stay and simply admire the beauty of the castle from afar when it would be finished. "It's too risky," I said, trying to talk them out of it. "We don't know what we're getting into." Max's voice was loud, insistent, and almost coming as he spoke to me. He held his hands on his hips and leaned in close as if daring me to join them. "Oh, come on, Mark. Don't be such a pussy. We should all go together to explore it." "No, I don't want to go. I have a bad feeling about this." I stepped back, shaking my head. Max straightened up and set his jaw. "Fine, then we'll go without you tonight. If you change your mind, you could call me at 10. His words echoed like a challenge in the stillness. As they left, I watched them with a heavy heart. Part of me wanted to join them on their adventure, but a bigger part of me knew that it was too dangerous for us to take such risks. It had been all evening that I had been struggling with indecision as to whether I should call Max or not. Half of me wanted to go, while the other half wanted to stay. My curiosity about the unknown man was consuming me. I sit in my room in silence, mulling over the mysterious man and his project. Who was he? Where did he come from? How did he learn such an intricate craft? What was the purpose of this castle, and what secrets were hidden within its walls? Needless to say, I was so excited that I could not sleep that night. I was tempted to call them a few times, but I did not want to get them in trouble in case their phones were not muted. Instead, I just sent them an SMS message. "So, what's up? Did you go on pins and needles?" Smiley face. And then I waited. And waited. But eventually, I dozed off. The following morning, as soon as I awoke, I grabbed my phone and glanced at the time. It was 8 o'clock, so I knew that it was too early to reach out to any of my pals. Nevertheless, I couldn't contain my enthusiasm, and I made the call anyways. What's the worst that could happen? I'd only wake them up from their slumber, so what? I called Max first. "The person you have called is currently unavailable." "Well, he must be sleeping, I supposed." Then I called Leia. "The person you have been calling is currently unavailable." That was a bit odd, but I still had Emma to call. The same message. Now that was more than odd. Or was it possible that they were all sleeping? Did I just overreact? I decided to wait. I spent the day waiting for their call, but nothing. The metallic trill of the telephone echoed through the house just before noon, and I tensed, recognizing the distinct sound of my mom's voice. I waited with bated breath, hoping against hope that it was not the call I was expecting. Then I heard it. the one name that sent chills down my spine. Anne, Max's mother. She called up to me from the first floor.
Have you seen Max?
Nope, not at all.
Do you have any idea where they might be?
No, I don't. I lied. I descended the stairs to the kitchen, where I found my mother washing dishes. With a concerned expression on her face, she told me, Max is missing and his mother is worried. Later, when Leia and Emma's mothers called us, we heard the same worried tone in their messages. At that moment, I decided that I needed to take matters into my own hands. I was not going to just sit around and wait for them to come back. I was going to march up to that mysterious man's castle, disregarding my own safety, and find out more about this project. When I arrived at the exhibit, two security men were blocking my way. I rushed to the entrance of the castle, hopefully to find my friends. I approached a burly guard standing behind an iron gate.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
8. His intimidating stance blocked my way. The tarp was pulled up. I am looking for my friends, I said.
No one is allowed inside the castle. I suggest you turn back and return home. Come back when the master's work is complete, the guard said, shaking his head, denying my request.
Please, sir, I need to find my friends. They've been missing for days, and I believe they may be inside the castle. Can you please let me in?
I begged, my voice shaky with worry.
I'm sorry, but I cannot allow it. The castle is off limits to outsiders while the master is working on it, the guard said.
I understand that, but I promise I won't cause any trouble. I just need answers about my friends. Please let me in.
I'm sorry, but I cannot. No one is allowed to enter the castle.
The guard's words left me stunned and heartbroken. I had no choice but to turn back and leave without any answers or clues about my friends. As I walked away, I looked up at the castle one last time, wondering what secrets lay behind its walls, and why the mysterious man was so determined to keep everyone out. As I began the walk away, I was startled by a deep voice calling out to me. I spun around to see a man holding a chisel and a hammer, his face hidden by the shadows of an orange tarp. His figure was framed by an enormous stone wall behind him, and he declared sternly,
"Your friends haven't been here!"
I warily took steps towards him, asking skeptically,
"Are you sure?"
He nodded slowly and replied,
"I've posted security guards to make sure no one comes in while I'm working. Even if your friends wanted to enter, they would not be able to.
He could read the disbelief on my face, and offered with a gruffness that belied his kindness.
Come in and check yourself!
He stepped aside and swept the tarp aside, revealing a narrow entryway.
Be careful on your way inside,
he said with the gruffiness that belied his kindness. The castle stood tall and imposing. Its walls were made of gray stone that had yet to be finished. The entrance was guarded by two huge gargoyles. Their long, sharp claws looked like they could come to life at any moment, ready to strike. They had fierce and scowling faces that seemed to stare down at me. Their wings were spread wide, showing an intimidating presence. Inside in the dim light, serpents and other carved figures seemed to come alive. Their eyes were staring at me as I passed by. The air was thick with dust from the chisels and hammers of the sculptor working on the unfinished statues and walls. Their faces are hidden in the shadows of their black tarps.
See? There's nobody here,
the sculptor said behind me, and encouraged me to take a walk inside. There was a labyrinth made from a wall, and I just could not believe one man was capable of building it in just 2 nights. What kind of black magic was present there, I wondered. The atmosphere around the sculptures was tense, filled with a sense of dread. As I was walking among the walls, the sculptures were imposing and intimidating. They had large claws, sharp teeth, and beady eyes that seemed to follow me as I was moving around. The figures were grotesque and menacing, with claws and fangs bared as if poised to strike. Some had wings with feathers and scales that gave them an even more threatening form. However, some of them were still unfinished, and most of them were grotesque and disfigured, depicting demons and monsters with sharp claws and fangs. I felt them real and alive, and I just couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. Besides these strange feelings, I found nothing out of the ordinary inside the castle. So I decided to say goodbye and thank the sculptor for the help.
No problem, he answered.
I walked back outside, feeling relieved that I had not found any sign of my friends in the castle. As I walked away from the castle, I glanced back one last time at the imposing walls and mysterious sculptures, wondering if there was any truth to what the sculptor said about keeping outsiders away while he worked on it. With a heavy heart, I made my way down the path and left this place behind me. I was tempted to go to the police, but I decided against it. After all, if my friends were not there, then nothing would be gained by involving them in this mystery. I just hoped that wherever they were safe and sound. So I made my way to Max's place, hoping that he would be there. As I arrived at the door, I knocked and waited for an answer. It was opened almost immediately by his mother, whose face was drawn and pale.
Mark, come inside.
I went inside and she gestured to a seat in the living room, where I could see his father was also in worry and discussion.
Max had left 2 nights prior and hadn't been heard from since. Have you seen him?
She asked. The tense atmosphere made the time seem to stretch in a way that felt unending. I filled her in on the plan my friends had cooked up, entering the castle at night to carry out some kind of plan. Mrs. Baker's face was red and her voice was tight. She leaned forward, her hands clenching the edge of the kitchen counter.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
Her eyes searching my face, waiting for an answer. I looked down, feeling my cheeks flush with shame.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Baker, I stammered, my throat dry with fear. I wasn't sure.
But she did wait for my answer. Instead, she immediately made calls to Leia and Emma's parents, and soon enough the sheriff caught wind of it. At the same time, I felt guilty for not being there for them, for not being able to protect them from whatever danger may have befallen them. I should have never left my friends alone.
The same afternoon, the sheriff approached me at home and began asking questions. We were huddled together in the living room, the air filled with an uncomfortable tension.
My parents sat on either end of the couch, eyes darting back and forth as if expecting something sinister to appear.
"Tell the truth, Mark," my father encouraged me. The sheriff, Luke Grant, was tall and broad-shouldered with a stern expression on his face. His presence was intimidating, but I answered his questions truthfully, telling him everything that I knew about the situation. I told him about our first visit to the Stonemaster, our weird conversation with him, and my friend's plans. However, I did not have any proof that they had gone there, or Max was just showing off in front of the girls because I did not talk to them afterwards. He listened intently as I described what had happened, scribbling down notes on a small pad that he had brought with him. When I finished my story, he looked up at me with piercing brown eyes and said, "Well, boy, I dispatched a special team to the castle, and we searched the structure. However, there was not much to see besides walls and carvings. I have to tell you, though, that guy is not joking. He is a very good one. But unfortunately, no signs of your friends were seen. The sculpture even allowed my officers to search his truck, yet still..."
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There was no sign of them. His voice trailed off, and he slumped back in his chair in defeat. "Really?" I said, my confusion clear in my voice. I knew about a police investigation, but I was too scared of going back to the place, even with the police team, because I was not sure what he may do to me if I showed my face there. I betrayed him, and I didn't want to risk facing him again. In the end, I had to consider that I may have been completely wrong, and my friends could have gone somewhere else instead. I may have accused that man wrongly. The sheriff adjusted his hat, lifting one hand to wipe the sweat from his brow as he continued. "So, we began to investigate other potential places where Max, Emma, and Leia could have gone. We interviewed people from the area, asking questions about anyone who had seen anything that may lead to their whereabouts. We followed up on any leads we got, but still, we came up empty-handed. My men have searched the nearby forests and abandoned buildings, hoping that someone can provide a clue as to where they had gone. Unfortunately, all of our efforts were fruitless," the sheriff said and sighed heavily. He seemed to have lost all his hope, yet still had some strength in him to keep looking for it. As time passed, I grew increasingly guilt-ridden. I had been the one present when they were discussing going to the stupid castle, and now they were missing. My mind was filled with questions and doubts as I relayed our conversation in my head. What if something bad had happened? What if something happened to them on their way there,
or on their way home instead. I felt a wave of relief wash over me at his words when he made his way out of the house. He had given me hope that maybe my friends would be found safe and sound after all. The sheriff said goodbye and departed, reminding me to keep in touch. I went back to my bedroom, eager for the next morning and the grand opening of the stone castle. I was hopeful my friends would turn up, but little did I know the day would unfold entirely differently from what I had anticipated. Streamers and banners of various colors waved proudly in the wind, giving a celebration feel to the occasion. Music played from an old bandstand in the corner, adding to the festive atmosphere. Locals of all ages and genders had gathered to celebrate this momentous occasion, some dressed in traditional costumes, and others wearing more modern attire. The towering stone walls of the castle loomed overhead like a majestic sentinel, a reminder of days gone by when castles were a symbol of power and strength. The castle built by the stonemaster was really intricate and awe-inspiring. Towers and spires reached up to the sky, with detailed carvings in every corner. The castle was intricate and detailed work of art, constructed of a variety of stones in different shapes and sizes. They ranged from small towers with soaring spires to massive fortresses with large courtyards and multiple levels. Some carvings have been left in their natural state to show off the unique patterns and textures of the stone. Many of the castles even featured moats filled with water. I asked myself again, how the hell could he build this castle in 3 nights? The other strange thing was that the stone master was nowhere to be seen. I asked a woman where he was. Oh, he left. He always leaves after his artwork is done and his creation is a gift to the locals, she said. There was another red flag. Anyways, I stepped inside. The sculptures ranged from abstract art to lifelike figures of animals and people, some of which looked as if they could come to life at any moment. Each one was unique and stood as a testament to the creativity of the artist. Close up, the details of each piece was astounding, with tiny patterns and shapes that captured my imagination. The weird thing was that none of the sculptures looked as menacing today as they did when I had walked through the walls the day before. Now the serpents, monsters, and demons seemed more lifeless. Maybe it was because there were so many other people around me, families were strolling nearby, and children were running around in excitement. As I surveyed the place, something caught my attention. A strange feeling told me to visit the end of the hallway. I followed it and found myself in a hall. It was empty and quiet, with only a few human-like sculptures. And this room was different. Their faces and detailed eyes and noses that looked as if they could move. Some of them had body armor, swords, and spears in their hands that added to their intimidating aura. Their eyes were filled with emotion. Their hands were clenched as if they were ready to move. The positions they stood in, and the intricate clothing that they wore, made them look like they could come to life at any moment. The sculptures had lifelike features, from the wrinkles in their clothing to the expressions on their faces. Some had soft eyes and gentle smiles, while others had stern or even fearful looks. Each one was carved with fine details and exquisite craftsmanship, with intricate lines and curves that enhanced the realism of their features. As if I may have seen them somewhere. Did they remind me of the work of Michelangelo or Bernini? As I stood there, realization began to dawn on me as to why those three statues felt so familiar. They were Max, Emma, and Leia turned to stone, stilled in time, forever.
At At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.